You know, our next guest on the program from his work in movies of like, of course, Jerry Maguire, Picture Perfect, television shows like Ghost Whisperer, Gary Unmarried, and Last Comic Standing. Maybe you know him from his podcast, More Sports, or from his talk show, Jay Moore Sports. It's Jay Moore joining us. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you guys doing? That's quite an intro. I got a lot to live up to here.
Yeah, we set the bar pretty high for you there, but I mean, you've done it. You got your hands in everything through the years. We thought, though, since you know sports awfully well, maybe you can help us out and make sense of this this recent NFL draft. Who do you think down the road ends up being the talk of that draft, the steal of the draft?
You know what? I really like the Patriots pick, Isaiah Wynn. He was listed as a guard for some reason, but his left tackle at Georgia against Alabama, nobody got through on that side at all. And he impressed me, and those were big games. I mean, that's against the Crimson Tide. So I like that pick a lot. I love the wide receiver, Christian Kirk. I was talking to Herman Edwards once, and I said, this guy always catches passes in traffic. Herman Edwards goes, let me ask you a question. Why is he always in traffic? Christian Kirk is never in traffic. When he catches the ball on tape, no, he drives at night only. No one's near him. So that's a good guy, but yeah, I don't have a sports podcast. I don't know. I'm sorry you wasted your time.
No.
Stories. We talk sports often, but not at the risk of losing, like, you know, non-sports fans. But I'm always down to talk to sports, man.
And you get great guests on the podcast, and I love it. And they were on again recently. I love it when you have the Sklar brothers on. You guys work so well together.
Oh. Man, that was some serious nonsense. I told my girlfriend, I said, if you want to know what it's like being in a car with three comedians, listen to the Sklar brothers, Randy and Jason, and me. Because I don't know. If somebody wants to tweet me or email me at morestories3737@gmail.com and actually have bullet points of everything we spoke about, I'll send them a free shirt because I have no idea what happened. It was like being on acid.
You did the talk show.
We're talking about barefoot, like wrestlers and WWE, like check their feet for foreign objects, like how you check boots. Like the guy's barefoot. Right? Check his feet. Yeah, that was madness. Thank you.
That was great. Did you enjoy doing the talk show on Fox? That's a huge commitment to do a show every day, though.
I loved it. It's a different. It's for radio people. And I'm not a radio person. I'm more, you know, I am a comedian. I am definitely a comedian. And that job was a great place where I could introduce a new way of doing sports talk radio comedically and be a feminist on the radio and not be left or right, just have common sense and no negativity, positivity only. And but that daily thing that you speak of, that's really hard. It was about 3.5 years. And the reason you're a comedian is you get bored over there, you get on an airplane, you go somewhere else. You do a movie for a month, you're done, you go over there. You do a podcast, you do it once a week, you do it twice a week. It's a grind, for sure. And it really made me appreciate how talented, like, Colin Cowherd is, and, you know, Max, and, you know, all the guys do radio. And Patrick, these guys are exceptional for a reason.
You think of yourself as a comedian first, and does anything that you do of all of the various things that you do in your life, does anything give you that feedback, that energy that you get from going on a stage and doing comedy?
No, I don't think it's possible either, because it's an immediate validation. I mean, if you think about it this way, like I'm in AA, you know, I'm very open about my recovery and my podcast, More Stories. The most manly thing you can do is ask for help, ever. Now, I'm just only saying that because we're on the radio, and I'm not going to miss an opportunity to let a guy know that. So I'm a validation. I can make anything an addiction. Like, I'm a validation addict. I need validation that's it's irrational. I get applause on my way to work. When I walk to the stage, they're clapping. Like, if you walk down the hallways of the radio station, people are like, oh, my God, yeah, let's do it. They're playing music, and everybody's clapping. And then I go on stage, and for 90 minutes, I go again and again and again. And then I get off stage, and I go to Twitter to see how I did. It's nothing could top stand-up comedy. Nothing. I mean, but it's also who I am. I was born a comedian, period. I know that, my bones. I'm very lucky to act. And me, this isn't particularly funny by me. I feel like I'm doing a TED talk. So
Because you should do Tracy Morgan, get Maiden pregnant. Yeah. I got brand new wheelchair gloves. I'm with a Portuguese girl. She made me meatballs. Yeah. Sorry, I got too serious for my own good. I had to break into some nonsense.
Jay Moore with us. He'll be at Aura in Portland on May 26th, the Criterion in Bar Harbor on May 27th. This new world of television in the last few years with so many outlets, Netflix and others, I'm going to say this. This is a bold statement. I thought your show Action was so far ahead of its time that if that thing were on the air today, that would be a huge hit on a Netflix or an Amazon Prime. I thought that was a great show.
Let me tell you something. I'm able to put modesty aside and tell you, you're right, and thank you, and you're obviously one of the cool kids, because that show was crazy good. I got to go to work with Buddy Hackett every day. And I remember one day in between takes on Action, we only did 8 episodes, bro. 8. That's it. And one day on set, he goes, you want to know the secret to show business? I'll tell you at lunch. I go, okay. And like lunch, he goes, don't forget to come see me at lunch. I'm going to tell you the secret to show business. I go, all right. So lunchtime comes around. He goes, but I don't eat where everybody eats. I like to eat alone in my trailer, so come to my trailer. So I get my food. I eat it. I go to Buddy Hackett's trailer. He goes, come in. He was in a suit. I don't know, in 4 minutes, he's in a bathrobe. He's holding a thing of tequila. And he goes, have a seat, pal. You want to know the secret to the whole show business? Have a seat. I sit down. He goes, now, here it is. Oh, to be a Nagasaki where the women shoot a backy and the men say, whoa, whoa. That's it. You got to go now. I get to the door. He goes, also, Elton John, gay.
Wow, breaking ground. Now, I don't want you to have to get serious again, Jay, but you have got some really wonderful poems on your website, and some of them are incredibly poignant. I was reading the one, I remember being born the day I met you. I was tearing up reading that thing. It was great.
Thank you, brother. That's poetry is new to me. When I went through my divorce, I was pretty broken up, and I just started writing poems. I've always enjoyed writing stuff, but I didn't really have a specific place, you know, it wasn't like a short story, it wasn't a script, it wasn't a poem. And so I started writing poetry, and then the one you just mentioned is about when my mom got sober. I was 11, I believe, I might have fudged it a little in the poem, but 1980, she came home the day after Christmas, and we didn't open our presents, and they just seemed ridiculous the day after Christmas, because mom was home, the war's over, you know? So that really means, man, that's, you hit me, man. You hit me good, in a good way. It's beautiful. The fact that you said that really means the world to me, because they're important to me. And I wouldn't release them unless I knew that they were, you know, damn good. And I know they are. And, yeah, I'll get them in a book, and they'll be out one day. But you can go to jaymoore.com and read a bunch of them. And on Periscope, it's usually when I do them.
It's a great website.
Thank you, brother.
No, you're welcome. The podcast is terrific as well. Jay will be at the Criterion in Bar Harbor May 27th, Aura in Portland on the 26th. We hope we can get you back on when we got more time, Jay. It was great talking with you.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I'm free every day this week. I'm in the middle of a wrestling practice at Santa Ana High School here in Cali that popped up. A guy asked me to help him out. So, I'm actually available every single day this week, and I will I like talking to you guys, man. The more I talk to you, the more tickets are sold, the more people I can make happy, and the more I get validated. Hey, actually, it's Norm MacDonald. You know that Jay Moore talks about validation, right? That means he's a jerk.
Jay Moore, go see him, go to his website, listen to the podcast. Jay, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.